Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A sea of blue. Kip Kissinger moves between the two big men into the center, jump circle onto the Tar Heel logo, and off we go from Chapel Hill. And the tap is won by Miami. Canes get the first possession. First pass goes from Pack to Poplar. Now on to O'Meara. Norchad, a short hand off the Pack. From the free throw line, his jumper is too strong. The rebound is claimed by Leaky Black for North Carolina. Joseph works it left to Beverly. Free throw line extended. On to Wong. He's going to fire a three ball. Off the heel, comes off hard. Miller tracks down the offensive rebound for Miami. Miller in the lane. Shot fakes. Turns one way. Goes the other and scores. Fake to his left. Spun around to his right side. Put it up on the rim and scored and gets one more. Count it and a foul. Here comes Nigel Pack. Miami with three turnovers. Walker with two. Pack a shorthand off to Beverly. Watched by Black. On to Miller. Carolina plays Miami in a man-to-man. Pack has it high right, 24 feet from the basket. Works on R.J. Davis over to Joseph. He rises for three. Good! Bensley Joseph puts Miami in front. He nails a left wing three. His 25th of the year. 28-25, North Carolina. 3:59 to go. First half, Miami is 2-for-7 from long range. Pack connects with Miller. Miller drives in on Nance. Left of the key. Back out to Pack. Unloads a three ball. Swish, and we're tied at 28. 8 points for Nigel Pack, and that sits the crowd down here at the Dean Dome. Isaiah Wong in the lane, threads a pass to Walker, puts it up, scores, and a foul, and a chance to tie the game. Anthony Walker scores around the rim, count the basket, and a foul on Carolina. 31-30, Anthony Walker to the line. Second free throw off the heel, no good. Wong wins the rebound in traffic, comes up the right sideline. Wong drives in the lane, comes to a jump stop, pivots, balls away, scores, and ties the game, 32-32. Miami making some tough shots here tonight, my dear friends. 34-32 at the Dean Smith Center. Pack for three in the lead, got it! Nigel Pack puts Miami in front with a cold-blooded three-pointer from straight on. 35-34 Miami. Miller has it. They caught on his right shoulder, breathing on him. Off to Wong, drives baseline. Kicks in the corner to Poplar. Back to Wong. Inside for Miller. Shot fake. Oh, what a beautiful move by Jordan Miller. And he scores. He fakes to his right. Leans in with the left hand. Good for two. Jordan Miller fakes everybody out. Davis, ball away. That's an air ball. O'Meara has it for Miami. Off the Pack. On the push. Still racing Jordan Miller. Lays it up and scores with the left hand. Miller opens up with four straights, and the crowd gets restless. Pack against Davis to Miller, back to Pack. He glides to the left side behind the three-point line, wants a three ball, got it! He wanted three, and he got three. 14 for Pack, and a 44-38 lead for Miami. Leaky Black just fires it up there, no good. Rebounded by O'Meara for Miami. Flips it in front to Pack. Long pass to Jordan Miller underneath the basket. Miller stops, pivots, on Puff Johnson, and scores with the left hand. Two more for Jordan Miller. What a game by Miller. 17 and counting. And Miami a 10-point lead. Davis rifles a pass over to Caleb Love. Love right back to R.J. Davis. Davis on the move, in on pack. Around O'Meara, off the high glass, no good. Miller has the rebound for Miami. Rumps up the left sideline for Beverly. Harlan lost it, gets it back. Finds Nigel Pack driving and scores with the left hand. What a beautiful feed from Harlan Beverly. That stretches the lead to 12. 52-40. Shot clock at 6. Davis with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it to Love. 2 seconds on the shot clock. 1. He lets it fly. It's off the front of the rim. Comes off hard. Miller runs it down for Miami. Miller drives in on R.J. Davis. Puts it over the top of him. It will go. And give him one more. Count the basket plus a foul on a run out by Jordan Miller. Pack has it for Miami. Dribbles hard to the right side. He's doubled. Baycott is there in the double. Wong is open. Now Miller is open. Triple try. Good! Jordan Miller with a big three. 23 and counting for Miller. Inbounds to Wong. Got it. Fires short. Rebounded by Poplar. Back up and in. And a foul. Wooga Poplar, the offensive rebound. 2 for Wooga and a foul. And some of the Carolina faithful is going to head toward the exits into the cold winter's night. Next one by Wooga Poplar. 79-72, good on a pair of free throws, 8-point lead, 80-72. Inbounds goes to R.J. Davis. Hurricanes are not going to have a great win. Davis fires it from three-point range, no good. O'Meara has the rebound, and the fortress has fallen. Miami has won at the Dean Dome. A great night of Hurricanes pride. Miami wins at the Dean Smith Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. What a night by the Miami Hurricanes. Miami 80, North Carolina 72. That's your final score, and Hurricane fans, you can celebrate this one late into the evening. Miami comes to the Dean Dome and wins. Miami 80, North Carolina 72, your final score.
Let's recap today's Miami Hurricanes basketball game on 104.3 The Shark.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts that treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. And by Williamson Automotive. Williamson is Miami.
All right, welcome back to a basketball palace. The fortress has fallen tonight. The University of Miami defeats North Carolina 80-72. Associate Coach Bill Courtney is with us. Hey, how about your offense, Coach? You put 80 on North Carolina. What was the secret sauce tonight?
You know, it's funny because Carolina did a good job of taking away some of the things that we wanted to do. They did a good job of guarding our driving kick and forced us a lot of times to try to finish at the rim over some bigger guys. And we made just enough, you know, pull-up jump shots and just enough finishes by Jordan Miller around the rim and got to the foul line a little bit in the second half, which really helped us.
It's funny because Coach Yell said in our pregame, we're going to have to make pull-up jumpers tonight. And your guys clearly did that.
Yeah, they play a lot in drop coverage on the ball screen, and we set a lot of ball screens. And so, you know, as our guards got in there past the player, the big guys waiting for us in the paint. So, you know, we had to pull up on some of those situations. We knew that was a part of, you know, our game plan going into it, and we did a good job of executing that.
Take us through some of the adjustments you had to make tonight because you had to throw an army at Baycott.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a terrific player and commands so much attention. He really demands the basketball, and he continuously posts up the entire possession. If he posts up one time, he's going to post up on the other side. He throws it back out, he's going to post up again. When Norchad got his second foul, we were very worried. You know, he got a couple bad breaks on foul calls. His first two were, you know, he came to the bench and Baco pushed him in the back, and we looked at the film at halftime, and he did. So he had some bad breaks, but, you know, we were able to put in Anthony Walker, who's a senior, and he did a tremendous job of limiting Baco's touches. You know, now when he got the ball, he was pretty effective scoring. But Anthony really did a great job of keeping it out of his hands, and the other guys surrounded him, you know. And so when Baycott caught the ball, he was in a crowd, and we did a really good job of that to start the second half. Once Norchad came back in, we did a good job of staying in the paint because they weren't necessarily making threes. We had to take away those two-point shots. They were driving to the basket in the first half. We decided to stay in the paint in the second half and make them shoot three-point shots.
Yeah, I think they had 24 paint points in the first half, and what they finished with, maybe 30 paint points, but and then they were 5 for 31 from three-point range, 2 of which
came in the last final seconds.
Yeah, well, we were very fortunate, you know, and, you know, you never know when Caleb Love and R.J. Davis are going to get hot. Those are two terrific players. Unfortunately for them, they weren't necessarily making those shots tonight. And that was kind of the game plan. We had to live with that. You know, Bacot was the key for us. And our guys did an individual job. The man on the ball guarded while four other guys were in the paint. So if your man had the ball, you have to guard. You have to guard Caleb Love. You know, you have to guard R.J. Davis. But all four guys should be there helping that guy. We did a really good job in the second half of doing that.
Jordan Miller, 24 points, 9 for 14, 11 rebounds, 4 assists.
At some point, everybody's got has to stop saying how underrated he is. Because he is one of the best players in this league, no question. He's so good. He does so many things to help you win. And that's even when he's not scoring, he's a winning player. He rebounds. He makes the extra pass. He helps us break the press. You know, he just does so many winning things, the intangibles you don't see, and let alone he gets a double-double with 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists. He's a terrific player.
I don't know where he comes up with some of these moves.
It's unbelievable. He's like slow motion.
Yeah.
You know, he just takes his time. He's always got his head up looking at the basket. He pivots, spin moves. He's kind of old school with that stuff. But he was terrific tonight.
Take us through one other thing. It's their last lead was 34-32, and it looked like, okay, here comes Carolina. It's the end of the half, 34-32. But I think it was Nigel hit a three.
Yeah.
And every time they felt like maybe they were going to get some command, you guys had the answer.
Yeah, Nigel hit that big three towards the end of the half, and that was big. We weren't able to score at the very last possession, but we got the last shot, kind of.
Yeah, Zay fell down.
Jordan fell down. Zay, that was a big play when Zay you know, got back and deflected the basketball, so they weren't able to score to, you know, take the lead going into halftime. But then Nigel came out in the second half and had a terrific run. He actually got tired, so we had to take him out and kind of weren't able to keep that going. And they were a little bit more locked in. We ran some things to get him off screens and some misdirection type things. And he really sparked us to that lead with those shots in the second half during that stretch.
Let me give you some of these numbers for you, okay? Miami's 8-10 against North Carolina under Coach L, including 7-8 in ACC play, 4-4 in this building. How about that?
Yeah.
Now 16-19 against Duke and North Carolina under Coach L, including 15-16 in ACC play, and 7-9 between Chapel Hill and Durham.
And
by the way, prior to that, we were 4-31.
Yeah, and it's not only Miami's record against those guys. I would challenge you to find many coaches that are better than that in the country, in the history of basketball, that have that kind of record against Carolina and Duke. Again, I don't think people really understand the job he's done here at Miami, from where those stats you just read out about what the record was against these guys before he came, and now since, it's almost like it's taken for granted. And he's just, you know, he's remarkable. He's a remarkable coach and a remarkable person. And he just does an incredible job and has done an incredible job of building this program, sustaining success. And hopefully the people of Miami see that, and they'll be out and really fired up to come cheer this team on Saturday because against a very good Wake Forest team. I don't know why you wouldn't want to come to that game. Wake Forest plays high-octane fast basketball. We play high-octane fast basketball. It could be another one of those games in the hundreds in regulation. So, you know, I think this team and Coach L certainly deserves to have a great home environment. So I hope we have that on Saturday.
Well, for now, you're in first place.
Well, percentage points. That's all that is percentage points. We just, you know, it's funny. You look at the games and you obviously, you know, hope that things fall your way. But our biggest thing is we got to control what we can control. You know, we got, what, 4 regular season games left? 3 or 4?
5.
You got 5 left?
Yeah.
Oh, so we got 5.
I think so, 5. You have Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, Florida State.
Yep.
I'm missing 4.
That's 4, yeah. Yeah, we got 4 left.
I missed one?
Yeah, I think we got 4 left.
4.
And 3 of those are at home.
3 of those are at home, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the time for us. If we can control our home court, you know, be competitive on the road, then we'll be in good shape.
Hot at the right time. Might be one of the hottest teams in the country right now. Back-to-back great road wins, Clemson and Carolina, and closed them out in the final 4 minutes.
That's so big. I mean, obviously we had trouble in our first beginning of the conference season, losing some road games, you know, whatever it was, 4 games by a total of 8 or 9 points, and to close out, to make free throws, to make the plays down the stretch are hugely important for us.
Coach, let's go get some barbecue.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks,
right.
Joe.
Appreciate it. Associate Coach Bill Courtney, offensive coordinator Bill Courtney, who's put together the number one offense in this league. Number one field goal percentage, number one offense in this league, 80-72 the final Miami wins it here tonight. Quick look at some of the numbers again for you for the University of Miami. 24 for Jordan Miller, 23 for Nigel Pack, 10 for Isaiah Wong. Hurricanes, 26 out of 56 from the floor, 6 out of 13 from three-point range. Really nice offense here tonight. They shoot 46%. Carolina shoots 43%, 29 for 66, 5 for 31, though, from three-point range. Miami, 45 points in the second half. 45 points, outscored them 45-38 in the second half, winning 80-72. Hurricanes improve their record now. Miami with 21 wins, 21-5, 12-4, and right now in first place inside the ACC. Carolina falls to 16-10, and they take a punch to the jaw for their NCAA tournament hopes. They fall to 8-7 in league play. Miami 21-5. Let that sit there for a moment. And 12-4 in conference play. I want to thank our engineer, John Brockwell, back in our command center, Danny Garcia, and Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz. We'll be back. We will be back with you on Saturday, 2 o'clock, Miami and Wake Forest from the Watsco Center, and we'll be on the air at 1:30. Our next game Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, 1:30 airtime. Miami goes to 12-4 in league play, 21-5 overall. From the Dean Smith Center, I'm Joe Zagacki saying the final score for the final time: Miami 80, North Carolina 72.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.